Tomorrow, voters in Wyoming will decide the fate of Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Cheney's family name is revered in Wyoming, but her vote to impeach Donald Trump for inciting the January 6th insurrection has threatened to end her career in Congress. While serving on the House committee investigating January 6th, Cheney has angered members of her own party with comments like this.
It can be difficult to accept that President Trump abused your trust, that he deceived you. Many will invent excuses to ignore that fact, but that is a fact. I wish it weren't true, but it is.
Here now's Peter O'Dowd is in Wyoming, reporting on a primary election that has become a referendum on American democracy.
With the clock ticking on this campaign, Republican Chris Rosen is on a mission in Cheyenne. Knock on as many doors as he can for Liz Cheney.
Hi, good morning. We're just volunteers reminding you to vote on Tuesday. I don't know if you voted already. Did you? All right. Thanks a lot, ma'am.
Rosen just arrived from Michigan. He's with a group of Republicans and Democrats who've traveled across the country to be here.
Honestly, I think it's the least I can do for somebody who's standing up for integrity and justice and the rule of law.
But the polls don't look good for his candidate. Cheney's fallen nearly 30 points behind her challenger, a prominent lawyer named Harriet Hageman, who's backed by one of the most powerful forces in American politics.
Harriet is a fourth-generation daughter of Wyoming, raised on a ranch where she learned to be a fighter.
No state supported Donald Trump more in 2020 than Wyoming. When he came here in May, Hageman was happy to help him kick Cheney out of office.
I know Wyoming. I love Wyoming. I am Wyoming.
And what it means to be Wyoming is an important part of this election. Hageman grew up near a town called Fort Laramie, not far from the Nebraska border. I went there last week and asked the mayor, Joyce Evans, to describe it.
Well, of course, small comes to mind. We have one paved street and a highway going through, so we have a little bit of pavement.
There's one police officer, no grocery store, and at the park, a few kids were running through the sprinklers of the town splash pad. Evans says the 200 or so people here treasure the open space, worry about the roads and the economy.
Inflation definitely is a concern here. We have a food box here, a food pantry that is stocked by donations, and I have never seen the amount of usage that we've had in this last summer.
And what about the politics of Fort Laramie?
It's how Wyoming looks at itself as being independent and not beholding to anyone, and that we are rugged individualists. That's the cowboy myth that we have built around us.
You have that here.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But you call it a myth.
I might be getting into dangerous territory here.
Dangerous because talking politics can be tricky business in a small town. In fact, the mayor doubted anyone in Fort Laramie would speak with me about the race. But then she said, try the bar. That's where I found John Rose drinking coffee.
I'm 100% for Hageman, but I'm 200% against Cheney. Does that sound proper?
Rose drives a propane truck. He's got a soup strainer for a mustache. And like Hageman, he believes in Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was rigged. Did you vote for Cheney before?
Yeah, I did vote for her, but now she's proven she is not working for the state of Wyoming no more.
I thought it would be interesting to come to Fort Laramie because Harriet Hageman's from the area.
Yeah.
Does that sort of thing matter to you at all?
I have known the Hageman family all of my life. I know her brothers and sisters. I've known her. They're just common people.
This bar is in Goshen County, where 81% of voters are Republicans. Last year, local party officials censured Cheney, and a few months later, the state GOP stopped recognizing her altogether. Corey Steinmetz is a Wyoming party leader. He says Cheney's problems go beyond Trump.
She just supported a bill allowing red flag gun seizures. She just supported a bill in favor of marriage that is not consistent with the Republican Party platform.
What Liz Cheney did with January 6th and with the vote on the impeachment was very politically unpopular, right? You've made it clear about that. Like, does she deserve any credit in your minds or in your hearts for doing something politically unpopular or courageous.
There's an amount of courage to stand against your constituents, obviously. Maybe it's bravery, but is it the smart thing to do? Is it the right thing to do? I don't believe so.
But people like Jackie Van Mark believe Cheney is courageous and right.
Hello! Welcome to So Addicting!
Van Mark is a realtor and a farmer, but today she's at her sister's sewing shop in Torrington, not far from Fort Laramie. She's also a Republican who served in the George W. Bush administration.
To really clarify it, I'd have to show you the R on my rear end that I was born with. I grew up in Wyoming.
Runs deep.
It runs extremely deep.
You voted for Trump twice.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I voted for him twice.
Would you vote for him a third time?
No.
Van Mark is with a group of women who come here every week to knit sweaters, shawls, and cowls. Balls of yarn are spread out in front of them. Do you ever talk politics at this table?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Does anyone have an opinion about the Cheney and Hageman race or the primary that's
Cheney
coming up?
Cheney all the way.
Yeah? Yeah.
Cheney.
The whole table.
No disagreement. And Van Mark's not ready to give up.
I'm going to say it's going to be Cheney by 5 points.
That would shatter all the polls. It would be a surprise, frankly.
It would, but I tend to be a Pollyanna. I'm really hopeful there's that silent majority out there that comes forward and says, no, enough is enough.
One of the things I've noticed talking to people around the state is that January 6th did Cheney in their minds,
Yep. Right?
What's your reaction to her decision to stand up in the January 6th hearings?
Well, the day of the impeachment vote, we all said, ugh, we understand why she did it. We wish she wouldn't have. But we get it, and we're going to stand behind her. I think the difference is we have a broader view than most because we hire the person and the people to go to D.C. to use their best judgment. And in her best judgment, I wasn't on the floor of the House when there were some bad people knock, knock, knocking on that door. I don't know what I would have done in that position. So I have to trust her judgment.
Did you think the impeachment was political suicide at the time? Did you think her actions on the January 6th committee?
I was concerned. However, as time has gone on, I'm more and more proud of her that she did stand up and say, no, you need to be impeached.
So then what is at stake in this election if Liz Cheney loses?
Well, we've got another 2 years till a presidential election. Maybe there's someone else in the Republican Party that can beat him. I would like to see it to be her. I think she would be fantastic.
Really? You think that might be the next play? People are talking about it.
People are talking about it. I think she is so focused right now on doing what she needs to do to protect the Constitution. So I see this as a long game. And the long game of protecting the Constitution. I think it hurts it in the short term because you've got people who are winning primaries all over the country that literally have sold their soul to Donald Trump so they can get into Congress. So you can get into Congress.
Do you think democracy is at stake with this
election? I truly believe it's not going to be the Democrat Party that tears apart the Constitution and the country. I think it's going to be the Republican Party. And that's not just in Wyoming. We're a microcosm. I think it's going to happen all over, and people are going to be willing to say, you're not Republican enough, get out. And that's wrong.
And that's why, she says, a rift has opened up with some of her closest family friends. Across the state, in Casper, I met a lawyer who can relate.
Wow, you know, there's a sadness to it. For me, Liz Cheney, I think, could have ultimately been the Speaker of the House. And that's not going to happen.
Dallas Laird grew up here. He's running for county commissioner and once served on the city council. He proudly went to the same high school as Dick Cheney. In fact, we're standing outside a home where the former vice president once lived as Laird contemplates the vote he already cast in this election.
I, too, am one of these Wyomingites because I feel that if you get the Wyoming people to vote for you, you have to listen to them. But what she's done is she's rendered herself useless to the people of Wyoming because she can do nothing further for them as a Republican congressman, is how they feel.
So you voted for Hageman because of that?
I did.
You started by saying that this election came with some sadness. So was it with a heavy heart that you didn't vote for Liz Cheney?
Yes, it was. I wish you would have listened more carefully to the people.
Is part of the reason you're feeling so emotional today because of how deep the Cheney family name goes to Wyoming and what it has meant for so long for people in this state?
Yes. Yes. You know, I knew her grandmother and her father closely, and the whole thing saddens me. It really does.
For Dallas Laird, Jackie Van Mark, and many others across Wyoming, it is a political season of open wounds. How they heal after tomorrow's election could shape the fate of the entire country. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Cheyenne.